This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The 4th of July weekend is at hand, and in addition to reaching for a hot dog or a hamburger this weekend, more and more of us will be reaching for a paddle. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is back with us for our Thursday chat. And Daniel, we're used to having you exploring the auto industry, labor talks, and financial challenges throughout the state. But today it is paddling. What is going on with paddling in Michigan?
It's kind of exploding. There's a growing interest in all forms of it, from sea kayaking to recreational boats down around Belle Isle to stand-up paddle boards, which are becoming the new hot rage. And, you know, they should in a state like Michigan. We've got the best water for paddling and most diverse water probably between Maine coast and Seattle's Puget Sound.
And you do quote one canoe livery owner as saying, something has happened, some unknown force has pushed a bunch of buttons, and the business in Michigan has just gone berserk. When did this happen, and why do you think it did?
Well, it's really hard to put a finger on it. I mean, there's clearly, as I quote somebody in the piece, a coach out of Lansing, Scott Faraday, I mean, paddling is more accessible than it's ever been before. And there's a lot of places that rent. There's a lot of places that teach. At the top of the column, there's this story of RKC Adventures, which is now going to be running a canoe livery on Belle Isle, or a paddling livery, I should say, because it is canoes and kayaks and stand-up paddleboards and bikes. And they're just putting it together this week. They're open for business, but they're still kind of ironing out the kinks. And there were some people there yesterday renting boats and paddling around lagoons and the canals of Belle Isle. Now, they can't get out onto the Detroit River from there, which is probably a good thing because the Detroit River can be a little tricky. I've paddled it several times, and between the current and whatever winds you have, it can be a bit of a challenge.
In fact, it makes me think, as I was reading your column, of those vintage photos from, you know, 1905 of people paddling their canoes in those Belle Isle lagoons. So it's nice to see that everything old is new again.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think this is a great story. It is a great story about something that's special to Michigan. I've really come to appreciate this in the last few years as my wife and I've gotten more involved in sea kayaking and discovering the sea kayaking and community in Michigan and the diversity of the water. We've got everything from inland lakes and rivers to obviously the Great Lakes, which grow up all the way to the big lake of Lake Superior, which is the mother of them all. So, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity and diversity here, depending on how you want to embrace it.
And as you point out in your piece in the news today, the fact that people are going to be heading to Belle Isle now and thinking of any kind of paddle sports says a lot about how our perceptions have changed of the Detroit River.
Well, I think that's right. I talked to one person who said when they got into the kayaking business and they were going to be located on the Detroit River, people said, are you out of your mind? You know, this place is an industrial sewer. But in fact, it's really not. In those intervening 10 or 12 years, it's gotten to be a much better story. The riverfront in Detroit has gotten cleaned up. We've got the riverfront park by the Rensen. Belle Isle is now in the process of getting cleaned up under state supervision. And they're bringing back some things that were there before, to your point, and canoeing is one of them. And I think if we fast forward a few years, this is going to be even more appreciated. And I would expect to see more paddling there, not only this weekend, but throughout this season. I can tell you I'm going to be down there on the 4th for a few hours paddling around Belle Isle.
Well, it just makes me stop and remember my family had a little cottage near Kalkaska on the Manistee River and didn't have a lot of money, but we bought a little canoe, and my brothers and I used to love going the 3.5 hours from the Triple C Bridge, the Civilian Conservation Corps Bridge, to the North Sharon Bridge, and it was great, and you can have a lot of fun and not spend a lot of money doing it.
Well, I think that's right. I mean, if you go out and you look at high-end canoes and high-end kayaks, they're only going to cost you, you know, $2,000-$3,000 as opposed to trying to get a jet ski or motorboats or whatever. You know, and for some people that may be a lot of money, but comparatively to a motorboat, it's not a lot of money, and it can be a lot of fun, and you can explore an awful lot of things. And, you know, it's an important part of our tourism economy here in Michigan, and that's really why I was interested in it as a kind of a business story at this time, is that there is demand, and people are groaning a little bit under the demand and saying, geez, it's really hard for us to keep up. I quoted a guy from Heavener's Canoe Livery out in Milford, and he bought 35 new kayaks last year, and he says they've been in continual use every weekend since last season into this season. There's just increased demand from school groups, corporations wanting to do team building, and just your average weekenders who want to go out and have a good time like you did with your brothers, those many years ago,
and it would be, you know what, and you don't have to be some kind of physical god to be able to do it. Anybody can get out and paddle and enjoy, unless you've got a torn rotator cuff.
Well, that's exactly right. But No, paddling is one of those things that you can do well in at any age, and you can do it well into your 70s and 80s and beyond, depending on what kind of paddling you're doing. And I think that's what also is nice about it is it's physically accessible and it's more financially accessible for a lot of people.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with paddle firmly in hand. Happy 4th of July and have a good time on Belle Isle.
I will. Thank you.